Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Betty Buckley won a Tony Award for her performance as Grisabella, the Glamour Cat, in Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats. She received her second Tony Award nomination for Best Actress in a Musical for her performance in Triumph of Love, and an Olivier Award nomination for her interpretation of Norma Desmond in the London production of Andrew Lloyd Webber's Sunset Boulevard. Betty Buckley will perform Ah Men, The Boys of Broadway, at the Mehewi in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, this Sunday at 7 p.m. In this new concert, Betty performs men's songs from Broadway shows that she has always wanted to sing, including numbers from Sweeney Todd, West Side Story, Guys and Dolls, On a Clear Day You Can See Forever, Pippin, Mame, and La Caja Fall. She debuted the stage show earlier this year in New York, and an album of the music will be released later this month. It is a delight to welcome Betty Buckley back to the Roundtable.
Hi, Sarah. It's good to talk to you.
I understand that you've just come from Marvin Hamlisch's memorial.
Yes, it was such a beautiful service and so full of dignity and joy and inspiration and profound sadness.
Would you mind sharing with us what Marvin Hamlisch meant to you?
Well, my first Carnegie Hall concert, my first appearance at Carnegie Hall after I'd been in Cats on Broadway, I shared the stage with him and Ray Charles, and I've been very blessed to get to do several concerts with him through the years with symphony orchestras. He was just always such a lovely, charming, funny, you know, completely generous, kind man, besides his glorious genius. He just was a really wonderful, down-to-earth, amazing human being. The last time I saw him was at a concert we did together in California, in Northridge, in 2010, and I stood off stage and watched him do his portion of the show and tell his wonderful stories, and the audience was just, you know, completely laughing constantly, and then he would play one of his beautiful songs, and then I got to sing The Way We Were with him, with him playing the piano. It was really, you know, it's such an incredible loss to the world of music. He, you know, really wanted to be known as the people's composer, and he was definitely that. He was just a wonderful human being.
Thank you for speaking to that. I understand it's a fresh sadness. The show you're doing at the Mehewi on Sunday is Betty Buckley, Ah Men, The Boys of Broadway. Tell us about the show.
It's a show that Christian Jacob, my pianist and musical director, and Eric Stern, my musical consultant, and Eric Kornfeld, who is the writer of the show, we put together last October at Feinstein's, and it's the show I've been doing in concert this year. And it also, we just finished the record of it, and the recording of the show will be released on August 28th. Mm-hmm. So John McDaniel will be playing the piano for me, and Tony Marino, my longtime bass player, will be playing bass. And I'm thrilled to get to share the songs. There are songs that are sung by men originally in Broadway shows that I've always loved and always wanted to sing. So I put together this collection of men's songs so I would have an excuse to go ahead and sing them.
How did you meet and begin working with Tony Marino?
Tony Marino I met I think it was like 23 years ago. I was just beginning to do some concert work, and it was right after Cats, and I was seeking the best musicians I could find, and I met him through the suggestion of David Sanborn, the saxophone player. I asked for his suggestions of great musicians, and Tony was the person he recommended to play bass for me. So we've been working together for quite a long time.
When you work together for that long with somebody, do you develop a kind of shorthand in rehearsals where you each know what the other one will need or want for any given song
or
performance?
Yeah, and he's just an amazing jazz musician and amazing bass player and has really a wonderful sensitivity. And, yeah, he knows me by now. I think of him as one of my brothers, and he's just the real cornerstone. He's been the cornerstone of my ensemble of musicians for all these years.
And tell us about John McDaniel.
I met Daniel. I've been his fan since he did the Rosie O'Donnell show, and he was one of the great musical directors in the musical theater. And I've been privileged to work with him several times. In fact, he helped me create my show at Feinstein's 2 years ago called For the Love of Broadway. He's been doing some concerts with me of late when Christian is otherwise engaged. Christian and I are creating a new show for Feinstein's for this October called The Other Woman, The Vixens of Broadway,
uh-huh.
which are songs from like the second leads, the girls who weren't the leading lady but were the second leads in the show but had the stellar number that kind of really, you know, rocked the house.
Sure.
So it's those kinds of songs. And it's sad because Feinstein's is closing the end of this year, so this will potentially be my last engagement there. They've been so wonderful. There's a wonderful guy at Feinstein's at the Lowe's Regency Hotel named John Iacchetti, who was the entertainment director, who's been bringing me back. I moved to Texas 8 years ago to live on a ranch and ride horses.
Right.
And ever since I moved back to Texas, he's deliberately brought me back to New York for a month-long engagement. So, number one, I didn't lose my links and connection to the city. And number two, he asked me to always create a new show, which isn't easy to do, but the challenge has been really wonderful and inspiring. And he's a great man, and I really love him. I'm very, very, very grateful for the engagements. We've done, I think, seven different shows for Feinstein's through the years. So I sure hope they reopen. There's some talk that maybe they will, maybe they won't. I don't know. I really hope they do.
I want to play part of a few songs from Amen, the Boys of Broadway. I was able to get an advanced copy.
Oh, great,
and
great.
And we want to give people a little preview of what's awesome. Going to be at the Mahewee. And I was wondering if you would, I've chosen three songs that I'll play part of, and if you would speak about them specifically a little, I'll feed you the titles, obviously.
Sure.
The first is Song on the Sand from Le Cage.
Oh, yeah, Le Cage à Folle, written by Jerry Herman. It's a beautiful song. It sounds very European to me. It's almost, you know, it's also kind of a timeless song. I really wish we had an accordion or something in that, but it was just a trio. But it's a very timeless, beautiful, romantic song, sung from this one character who sings to his lover of many, many, many years about the love he still feels. And it's a lovely, lovely song.
Do you recall that windy little beach we walked along that afternoon in fall? That afternoon we met a fellow with a concertina sang. What was that song? It's strange what we recall and not what we forget. I heard la da 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 as we walked down the sand. I heard la da da da. I believe it was early September. Through the crash of the waves, I could tell that the words were romantic. Something about sharing, something about always. Though the years race along, I still think of our song on the sand. And I still try and search for the words I can barely remember. I'm forever certain of. I hear la da 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 da. And I'm young and dear.
And next, More I Cannot Wish You from Guys and Dolls.
I love that song, and I love this character. what's his name, Arvid Abernathy, that sings More I Cannot Wish You. I just love that name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful thing, and that arrangement that Christian brought to it makes it sound very Celtic. When I first heard it, I was, you know, very charmed by it, but then I think the arrangement lifts it to another place of such timelessness. You know, the song is written by Frank Lesser from Guys and Dolls, and it's just such a lovely statement, such a statement of the heart.
Velvet, I can wish you for the collar of your coat, and fortune smiling all along your way. But more I cannot wish you than to wish you find your love, your own true love this day. Mansions, I can wish you 7 footmen all in red, and calling cards upon a silver tray. But more I cannot wish you than to wish you find your love, your own true love this day. Standing there, gazing at you, full of the bloom of youth. Standing there, gazing at you with a sheep's eye and the licorice tooth.
And I wanted to make sure I included 3 different composers and was personally pleased to be able to include Mr. Sondheim, as anybody would be. Why did you choose, or what do you think about when you sing the Sweeney Todd Suite?
Well, I love Stephen Sondheim, and I love all of his shows, but I most especially love the score of Sweeney Todd. I just think that he has managed to articulate in music it's just such pure, raw passion. And sometimes I just play passages of the score with the original Jonathan Tunick arrangements, because I'm so taken by the music and how it makes you feel. It's just so passionate. So the Sweeney Todd Suite is 3 characters from Sweeney, young Tobias, who loves Mrs. Lovett. And I just love Tobias in the show, in the story.
Uh-huh.
He's such an innocent, and yet he's such a little tough guy, and he really wants to count. You know, he's an orphan and really wants to count in someone's life. And the bravery when he senses that Mrs. Lovett is in danger from Sweeney. He senses that Sweeney is not well intended, and he tries to warn Mrs. Lovett, and every time I see the show, or recently I saw an old version of a film mm-hmm. that had been done of Sweeney Todd before it was a musical, I guess, and I'm just so touched by Tobias. I just think he's a sweet, sweet person, and that song is so beautiful, Not While I'm Around. And then the second song is Joanna, which is sung by young Anthony, who's in love with the beautiful young Joanna. And again, one of the most sweeping statements of passion mm-hmm. that I've ever heard in music. And, you know, it's profoundly beautiful. And then the third one is My Friends, which Sweeney Todd sings to his razors. And, of course, Sweeney is in love with revenge. And it's so sweepingly beautiful. It's an odd juxtaposition that the story is so scary, and, you know, it's such a dark story, but the music is so gorgeous and soaring, you know, it's really divine.
Nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around. Nothing's gonna harm you, no sir, not while I'm around. Demons are prowling everywhere nowadays. I'll send them howling, I don't care, I got ways. one's gonna hurt you, no one's gonna dare. Others can desert you, not to worry, whistle, I'll be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while, but in time, nothing can harm you, not while I'm around. I feel you, Joanna. I feel you. I was half convinced I'd waken, satisfied enough to dream you. Happily, I was mistaken, Joanna.
Performing Betty Buckley, Amen, the Boys of Broadway at the Mahewi this Sunday, and you'll be back in the Berkshires in our region. On September 2nd, you'll be at Tanglewood with Christine Ebersole, Michael Feinstein, and the Boston Pops performing songs from the American Songbook. Have you performed at Tanglewood with the Pops before?
I haven't. No, I'm really excited about it. I'm really looking forward to it.
When something like that comes up, how are you approached to participate?
Well, I think Michael got the call somewhat late, and I'm not sure of the details of that, but then his office called me and asked if I would be one of his guests, and I said, sure. You know, I've done concerts with Michael in the past, and I was thrilled to get to see him and work with him again.
Do you know yet what songs you'll be performing?
I'm not real sure, so we've been in discussion about them, so we'll see.
So it'll be a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Betty Buckley, thank you very much for your time, and have a great time, I'm sure you will, at the Mahewi and at Tanglewood.
Thanks so much for letting me talk to you, sir. I appreciate it.
Betty Buckley, Amen, the Boys of Broadway, will be at the Mahewi in Great Barrington, Massachusetts this Sunday at 7 p.m. To learn more about the show, visit mahewi.org. Betty Buckley's website is bettybuckley.com. All of the songs you heard in this segment are from Amen, the Boys of Broadway album, which will be released by Palmetto Records later this month. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Better forget him. Him with his nose in the air. He has you dancing on the stream. Break it and hear.